From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. There are signs of heightened tension ahead of next month's parliamentary elections in Iraq. Security forces locked down parts of Baghdad today and searched neighborhoods. The Associated Press is quoting the capital's top military official as saying they were searching for car bombs. Officials have warned that insurgents seeking to disrupt the vote could try to increase attacks as the election nears. A defense ministry spokesman describes the lockdown as a preemptive operation. The U.S. and South Korea are skeptical of a proposal by North Korea to start peace talks to formally end the Korean War. North Korea said yesterday its return to six-nation nuclear disarmament talks can only resume if such a peace treaty is signed and sanctions are lifted. From Seoul, Dwali Sai Kowtow reports.
North Korea's ambassador to China told reporters in a rare Beijing news briefing that talks to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula could only resume if sanctions were lifted and peace treaty talks were accepted. Yesterday in Pyongyang, the North's foreign minister said in a statement that it is essential to conclude a peace treaty for terminating the state of war, which it said was the root cause of hostile relations between North Korea and the U.S. South Korea's defense minister said today that the North's latest remarks is a tactic that has in the past proven to be an act of deception. Minister Kim Tae-yung said South Korea's military is fully aware of and ready for any military provocations. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Sai Kowtow in Seoul.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is on a trip to help boost key U.S. alliances in the Asia-Pacific region. Heidi Chang reports from Honolulu.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is starting the new year off with a swing through the Pacific. And her first stop is Hawaii. Earlier during his tour of Asia, President Obama described himself as America's first Pacific president. And it looks like Clinton is making it a priority to map out the future of Asia-Pacific relations. In Honolulu, Clinton will meet with her counterpart, the foreign minister of Japan. She'll also deliver a speech on U.S. Asia-Pacific policy at the East-West Center to commemorate its 50th anniversary. The U.S. Congress founded the center to strengthen relations and understanding among the people and nations in the Asia-Pacific region and the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.
The National Weather Service says warmer weather is headed to the eastern United States, but not before another unusually cold day today. The continued frigid temperatures are damaging fruit and vegetable crops in Florida. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, shares in Europe are down and stock markets in Asia were mixed today. Japan's Nikkei average hit a new 15-month closing high, but markets in Hong Kong and Australia were down. The Dow advanced modestly yesterday. It gained 44 points. This is NPR News. Prosecutors in Wichita, Kansas are challenging a judge's ruling that lets lawyers for the man charged with killing a doctor who performed abortions argue voluntary manslaughter. A hearing is planned today to let lawyers for Scott Roeder respond. The judge's decision allows Roeder to argue that he believes the killing of Dr. George Tiller last May was a justified act aimed at saving unborn children. The Justice Department is directing federal prosecutors to step up efforts to reduce violent crime on Indian reservations and tribal lands around the country. NPR's David Shaper reports.
Attorney General Eric Holder is directing the 44 U.S. attorneys that have tribal lands within their jurisdictions to do more to fight violent crime in Indian country, and in particular to focus on violence against women and children in tribal communities. Justice Department statistics indicate that American Indians are victims of violent crime at more than twice the national rate, and some tribes have rates of murder against women that are 10 times greater than the national average. In many parts of the country, the U.S. attorneys are the only authority that can prosecute such crimes. Holder says the department will now spend an extra $6 million on Indian country prosecution efforts, adding new prosecutors and FBI victim specialists to help, quote, turn back the unacceptable tide of domestic and sexual violence within tribal communities. David Shaper, NPR News.
Former Major League Baseball slugger Mark McGwire says his steroid use during his baseball career was foolish and a mistake. In several emotional interviews, McGwire admitted that he used steroids on and off for nearly a decade, and he said he wishes he had never touched them. McGwire said he used banned steroids and human growth hormone during his career, including during the 1998 season when he set a single-season home run record. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.